It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm in Georgia, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Where's he from? He's in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you for listening, wherever you're at. You're sitting in traffic, you're on the road, you're on the highways, the byways. You're getting ready to go to grandma's house or your mom's house. You're getting ready to do Mother's Day stuff. Congratulations, I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. The show gets started, though, every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We have had a busy show. Thank you so much to Antonio Daniels, a 13-year NBA veteran, champion with the San Antonio Spurs, analyst on SiriusXM NBA Radio, analyst just all over the place. I mean, he covers the games. Well, he's an analyst for TV for the New Orleans Pelicans. He does it all. He came by and he spoke basketball. Thank you so much. The Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks are going at it in Indianapolis right now. The Pacers lead 46-44. Let me remind you, Jalen Brunson is still running around on a busted up foot. Okay? He had to sit down for a while. It looked like he was having an issue. He's back into the game. He has 9 points so far, not having the greatest of games, especially with a busted up foot. And these New York Knicks, they're playing it close, man. They're tough. I want to go to war with the Knicks. Like, I mean, a real war in, like, the street in New York City. It'd be something worth watching. New York Knicks are dangerous out here. Also tonight, that's not the only matchup and game that we have. Later on this evening, in about 90 minutes, the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to go at it. The Minnesota Timberwolves, listen to this. They have an opportunity, and they have to go to Denver to do it. But they have a chance to go up 3-0 against the defending champs. If the Timberwolves win this game tonight, you might as well say the Nuggets are just about done. Let's also keep in mind that Rudy Gobert was not available in the last game for the birth of his kid. His child was born, his son Romeo. Thank you for telling the world the kid's name. Romeo Gobert was born. And the very next day, Rudy Gobert won Defensive Player of the Year for the fourth time, which is a record, tying a record with Ben Wallace and then also Dikembe Mutombo. And so it'll be real fun to see, now that Rudy Gobert comes back, what will happen. If they lose, they'll blame Rudy Gobert. Hey, he needs to disappear again. And Rudy Gobert can't win for a damn. Never. And so anyway, we'll keep you up to date with what's going on here with the Knicks and the Pacers, currently tied at 46. If you want to give me a holler, phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Rick Carlisle being fined $35,000 for criticizing the officials prior to this game with the Knicks and the Pacers. The Suns have officially hired head coach Mike Budenholzer. He's getting a 5-year contract, $50 million. Absolutely crazy. I think giving a head coach like 5 years on his deal. I guess he kind of said, hey, if you don't give me the money, I'm going to the Lakers. I guess they really, really wanted him. We talked about the Boston Celtics potentially being choke artists. I don't think they are. I still think they'll go out there and wipe out the Cleveland Cavaliers. Draymond Green says this Knicks run is a fluke. I guess he's been, I don't know, maybe somebody punched him in the head. We talked about Malik Nabers, a rookie. This man showed up at camp today and decided to let everybody know, hey, my bet with my former quarterback, Jaden Daniels, it's off. A matter of fact, listen to him today talk about how much he learned and that the bet is not going down because I learned about the NFL's gambling policy. Listen.
You know, I'm educated now that I got here that, you know, about sports betting and gambling. So, you know, we calling the bet off. You know, there's no bet now. It was just another brother pushing another brother to try to get to, you know, success.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they got a phone call. Knock it off, guys. You can't bet not on yourself, not on anything related to the NFL. And yes, that also includes betting on you. Don't do it. Leave it alone. $10,000. Just give me the money. Hickey, you want to split 10?
I'm in for that, absolutely.
What do you want to do? You want to gamble with it? What are we doing?
Well, I would like
Vegas
to keep it, but I mean, sure, we can turn that 10 combined and maybe turn into 10 mil. Let's get nuts. Come on.
What are we doing? Gambling? Or are we going to do Forex trading? Like, what are we doing?
Ooh, I would stay away from that.
What's the next scam? Somebody's going to be selling me knives, right?
Oh, bring Cutco back?
Yeah, Cutco is every triangle. What do they call them? A Ponzi triangle scheme?
Ponzi scheme, triangle.
Pyramid.
Pyramid. That's it. Pyramid.
So, Cutco knives. Like, who's really making the money? Like, one person, two people?
For Cutco? And that was, like, what? That was national. So I would say maybe, you know, five, six, right? You know, a few figureheads in the cities.
I don't know, man. Those things are crazy. Like, hey, you want to be a travel agent? It's like, I got conned into, you know, I got conned into a meeting one time.
Really?
Yeah. One of these guys that I met, and he's a business. I don't know, I guess he's not so much. He was just a neighborhood guy in the neighborhood. Used to see him at the coffee shop and whatnot, worked in politics. And I'm like, oh, he's a reputable guy. And he told me one day, he's like, hey, man, come out to, let's sit down. I want to know what you got going on. And I went and we sat down. And the next thing I know, there's like five and six other people walking into the room. And it's just like, yeah, don't we all love to travel? And I'm sitting in a room going, oh, what the hell is going on here? He's just like, wouldn't you love to make money traveling? And, oh, Caitlin Clark is in attendance. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's like, I feel like I was in a cult. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to sign up to make money to travel. And if somebody travels, then I make the money, then I can travel. And I just...
Oh, boy.
They all moved to one side of the room, and I just stayed on my side and ultimately left. I was like, what a con job this is.
Good for you. Smart man.
I need to come up with my own con. That's what I need to do.
That's true. Be your own cult leader, if you will.
Maybe. Do you think I could have luck as a Japanese interpreter? You know? Yeah.
You know?
No, it didn't work out for him, so maybe not him.
I mean, he had a few good years. I guess he lost a lot of money, too. So it's not like he had, what was it, like $18 million?
He's going to lose, what, 30 years of his life?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's not a great trade-off.
Him and Big Baby, they could be pen pals, right?
Big Baby might want to stay with him. He sounds excited to go to jail. He may not want to leave.
I know, right? Big Baby's like, I'm only doing 3.5 years. I'll be all right. Ipe Mizuhara, he going to live. He's, what is he, 30-something years old? This guy's going to come out of prison as a senior citizen. Damn.
That's sad.
Because he wanted to steal from Shohei Ohtani? Come on. Wow. What is parents think of this man, right?
I mean, think about it. Your life is over. Like, you go in there at, let's just say, 35, and you come out. It's like, you have to now start a new life at 65. Your life is over.
What is he going to do? Is he going to be an interpreter? He's going to work at it.
Don't worry. I've learned my lesson.
Nobody. I mean, if
you can trust me this time.
Let's put it this way. Who knows? I was going to say he gets off. They give him 10 years early, right? So he gets out when he's, I don't know, 55.
Oh, but, man, still.
But still, I know, right?
And you're going to have no family at that point.
Oh, damn. As in what, like a kid and a wife?
Right. Like, you have no one to come back to. I mean, right. I don't know how old his parents are. Hopefully young enough. But, like,
wow,
still,
right.
I mean.
Damn, they're going to be either here or gone.
Right.
Damn,
like, wow. your whole life is, like, it's truly over.
You see, gambling will do you in, man.
Now, damn. That's what D.A.R.E. should do. You know, that what you said right there should be what D.A.R.E. does now for kids and drugs.
What? They should do... So, we don't have a national, like, gambling program? We don't have that?
No, we do. But I was sitting there like, wow, you know, you really speaking the truth about gambling and doing it, you know, responsibly. I feel like I was never going to gamble again with that little speech you gave.
What? From who?
From you. Well, in this discussion. Whole discussion of just like
when did I give a speech?
Well, we're just saying this more this discussion we're having about your life being over. It's like, oh wow.
Nah, but it's like anything else. Gambling can rip you to shreds.
It can.
And you bring up D.A.R.E. Isn't D.A.R.E. just drugs, right? Just drugs?
Drugs and I don't know
what it stands for.
Neither do I.
I thought it's from like 1989. Yeah. I don't remember.
Probably still in the same binder.
Yeah, they put the posters up in the wall. I remember the posters in school. We don't have, and maybe I'm wrong, and if somebody out there can correct me, please do. We don't have like a campaign against gambling. We don't. As far as I know, I don't have a teenager. I don't hear anything. You know, the most that you hear about, you know, being careful with gambling is like the last couple of seconds of a gambling ad. Like, gamble responsibly. Don't get in trouble. Do you see anything about gambling? Everything encourages people to gamble, but there's nothing to say, hey, be careful. Maybe we haven't reached critical mass yet where we got a bunch of 15-year-old gambling degenerates, but I don't hear nothing, Hickey, nothing.
No, you're right. You're right. Maybe it's because it's still like new in the sense that now it's like legal. So now it's like, you know, in theory, kids are now more exposed than they've ever been because there's, like you said, commercials. And the 1-800-GAMBLER line, the thrower line at the end, is not exactly helping anyone out here. If they do have a gambling problem or making them think twice. I think at this point, you're probably right in the sense that there is no, at the moment, no movement, no group, I guess, if you will, nationally, that's out there to make people aware and help out with getting in problems like Ipe Mizuhara got himself into.
Yeah, everybody is just trying to make money. That's it. The leagues want to make money. The teams want to make money. And people gambling, obviously, they want to make money. Everybody just wants to make money. And nobody wants to be, you know, safe in that regard. And so, look, congratulations, Mr. Neighbors. Mr. Neighbors, ha, 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 funny. Congratulations, Malik Neighbors of the New York Giants now has a full understanding of the, let's just call it, NFL's gambling policy. Ipe Mizuhara, 33 years, damn, for stealing all that money. Damn. Hickey, the guy who stole from the Jaguars, he's only, I think he got 6 years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Jaguars thief. Let's see. I Google him and he comes
Amit
up.
Amit Patel. We talked about him, what, last week or
yeah.
This week? Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Wow. 78 months? How many? What is that? 6 years almost?
That's what, a fifth of the time? How does he get a fifth of the time?
I don't know. Amit Patel.
He was gambling.
Amit Patel pled guilty to wire fraud, illegal money transactions, stealing over $22 million. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe we need to talk to a lawyer because how one guy ends up, and I get it. One state is Florida. The other one is California. I don't know if that has something to do with it. But to have one guy get 6-7 years and then the other guy gets 33 years, you know what? I don't know. There's so many intricacies. As far as we know, Amit Patel was just stealing from the team, you know, utilizing his access to the money to buy things. He also gambled. I mean, Ipe was like, he was doing the most. Not only was he impersonating Shohei Ohtani, he was stealing from him. He was calling up the bank, acting, yeah, impersonate. I guess that's, maybe there's a longer list. Like this guy, Amit Patel, he wasn't impersonating nobody. He was just out there stealing.
Writing himself checks or giving himself clearance. Yeah, and Ipe was gambling too illegally with that money.
Right.
You know, so it sounds like I think Amit Patel was gambling too, but I think it's legal. No, it's not legal in Florida, I don't believe, but I don't think he was gambling illegally. This is what
He was in like, remember DraftKings, the Jacksonville Jaguars wanted the money. They wanted the
That's store. Right. That's right. Yes.
They wanted the money back. Hey, he stole. They're like, hey, that's not our problem. That's yours, you dumbasses. Why are we going to give you the money back? That's your problem, not ours. Jeez.
Poor customer service fielding that call.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wow. You want what back? How much? Because of why? Because of your ignorance?
Yeah, that's funny stuff. Wow. We're only in May. What's today? May 11th? May 10th, if you would have told me, think about this, on January 1st, if you would have told me that Glenn Big Baby Davis was going to prison, I'd be like, All right, well, then he still is like, yeah, he's still insurance fraud. I'd be like, okay. If you would have told me back in May that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter would be going to prison for 30 months because of a gambling addiction, like, you can't make stuff like this up. You can't. And then we don't even know who the hell this Jaguars accountant is, and he stole $22 million from his own football team. It's just wild. And this is May. This is May. Hickey, somebody else is getting in trouble between now and December. I don't know what it is. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a shock. It's going to be a scandal. And it's just 2024 is crazy. You know what I want to do? I want to take my cell phone and I want to throw it out the window. It's just this is what it is, Hickey. The cell phones are the trouble. I mean, somebody is moaning at Luka Doncic's press conference. You know why? Because they had something dirty on their phone. I mean, we got NFL players gambling because of their phone. Ipe Mizuhara, would he be doing it? Yeah, he had to do it with a bookie. Without technology, he wouldn't be doing all of this. Technology is good and bad. It's just this wild, wild stuff. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, we're going to get into some NFL because, yeah, Malik Nabers wasn't the only guy to speak today. Rookie camps are open all over the place. And by the way, in our last commercial break, hey, there's a comedian visiting here in Atlanta. You see him on TV and online. He's a big sports fan, a stand-up comedian. Jerry Morgan, his name is Bubba Dub. And so I just spoke with him a few minutes ago during the break, and I want to share that conversation with you as well. So we got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, shout-outs to Tony Gonzalez. That's the man. It's one of the best tight ends that we've ever had in NFL history. He played basketball, okay? I know that conversation was had earlier this week. And can an NBA guy go play in the NFL? Like, people are still arguing about this. Hickey, I saw Austin Rivers. I forgot what it was. There's a wide receiver in the NFL, retired wide receiver, who's going at Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers just like, man, just go look at my resume. Yeah, I wasn't the star player, but look how much money I made. And I had a longer career, better career than you did. Like, this is real beef between athletes. I feel like we're back in high school, man.
This is crazy, though. Kendrick and Drake, this beef has just kind of spurred. Now everyone's beefing. Shaq and Shannon Sharp are beefing. Now we got Austin Rivers trying to beef with every NFL athlete. We can't say he's beefing with J.J. Watt, right? Their Twitter back Who? And forth.
Oh, Austin?
Yeah.
Nah,
that
I don't
doesn't
know.
Really count, right?
I don't know if he wants a beef with J.J. Watt.
Also true.
I mean, J.J. Watt, what is J.J. Watt? 6'4", 6'5", or something?
I was going to say like 6'6". 6'5", 6'6".
Is he 6'6"?
He's pretty tall.
He is, right?
He would fit into the NBA.
J.J. Watt? What, as a power forward?
Yeah. I mean, he said he only got his 6 hard fouls. I agree with that. But, I mean, yeah. Why can't he be like Draymond Green? What, maybe a worse passer, but...
Put people in headlocks?
That's it.
J.J. Watt height. Oh, wow. Yeah, 6'5", 288. Wow.
Yeah, he's a big Damn. Dude.
Let's see. Austin Rivers got to be, what, 6'6", 200 maybe? 220? Austin Rivers.
6'6", 200. I mean, stick.
Yeah, 6'4", 200. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 6'4", 200. In
Put
a fight,
some muscle on.
In a fight, take J.J. Watt outweighs this man by almost 100 pounds.
Hot take. Take J.J. Watt in the fight.
J.J. Watt is an inch taller than him and outweighs him by almost 100 pounds. Wow. And I would tell you that maybe in J.J. Watt's prime, and I don't know, but if you put him in a foot race, it's not like Austin Rivers might be faster, but I'm not going to say that J.J. Watt would be any slower. And you're correct. There's a lot of people who are beefing. Like, I couldn't believe it this morning. Like, Shaquille, you know what? Let's talk about this next hour. And we'll get to the NFL players in the next break, all of the guys who have now shown up for rookie camp. Like, what world are we living in where Shaquille O'Neal puts out a diss track at Shannon Sharp? Why can't we all just get along? Like, what the hell is going on? Shannon Sharp basically said, oh, you know, Shaq, you were wrong for that. And when Shaq told Jokic to his face after winning MVP that I wouldn't have voted for you, you know, Shannon Sharp was just like, man, that's not cool. And then Shaq just went nuclear. You weren't even good. You weren't good as you weren't the best. I was one of the best. Like, yeah, you were good, a Hall of Fame, but there's so many guys better than you. It's just, it's wild. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour, because as Hickey just said, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have just inspired everybody to hate each other's guts. It's a wild, 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 wild world. But, you know, like I said, we're going to get into some of the rookies and NFL. We'll talk about them in the next break. What I did share with you a couple of minutes ago, in commercial break, here in the studio in Atlanta, a gentleman by the name of Jerry Morgan. His name is Bubba Dub. He's a comedian from Texas. He got some shows that he's doing here in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a big sports fan. You might see him on the internet here and there. He has millions of followers and views. I've seen him pop up on Fox to lend commentary. And he's just having fun. I said he's just having fun talking about sports and telling jokes. So I did a quick interview with Bubba Dub a few minutes ago, and I want to go ahead and share that with you right now. Take a listen. Right now, we know we're in the midst of the NBA playoffs. We got a guest in the building. He's coming all the way from Texas. You might know him as Bubba Dub. Millions of followers, comedy, sports, all this good stuff. Bubba, how you doing, man?
What's good, fam? What's good with you?
I ain't got nothing to complain about. You here in Atlanta. What brings you into town?
You know, I got fire comedy shows this weekend. You know, Mother's Day weekend. Hey, that's what I'm here for, man, to bring laughter to everybody.
Where can people find out information to get to the show, man?
Hey, man, I'm going to be at Atlanta Uptown Comedy Corner tonight. Two shows, 7:30, 10:30. Tomorrow night, 7 and 10 o'clock, and Sunday at 8:30.
Beautiful. Booked and busy, man.
Hey, man, I'm booked, busy, and working, man. Nonstop, man. Got to get it.
I ain't mad at you. Listen, we got Bubba Dub, comedian, in the building with us right now. You might have seen him stand up, known for telling people what?
Trash!
Easy, easy. Well, listen, the NBA playoffs are going on right now.
For sure.
We got people listening all over the country. It's not just about Georgia. How you feeling about the playoffs? Anybody stand out to you right now?
The Timberwolves standing out, man. Well, Ant-Man's been able to do the first two games against the Denver Chicken Nuggets. I'm loving it. Denver Chicken Nuggets right now.
You saying the Nuggets are done?
Not saying they're done, but right now they're looking real tender. We'll see tonight. They lose tonight, they can cancel Christmas.
Oh, well, damn. We got to wait a while for that. We still in the summer. Don't rush it. Anybody else? So you got the Timberwolves taking it all?
I mean, no, I'm not. I don't have them taking it all, okay. But I'm just saying it about this series. The East, Boston, is cakewalk for Boston this year. I mean, you know, they lost last night to Cleveland, but, you know, Boston going to win that series easy.
What got you into sports? Who got you into sports?
Me, man. I love sports, man. I grew up in sports, man. Sports is my life, man. This is what we do. I'm just a fan of sports, period. Not just basketball and football. I mean, baseball, track. I love it all. So, you know, I'm just a big fan of sports, period, man.
Bubba Dub is here with us in the building, coast to coast, the JR Sport Brief Show. You've been able to tie together all of it, from your stand-up to the comedy, your work on television, whether it be on Fox, your work on stand-up. How you feeling, man? What's next?
I feel great. And what's next? I don't know. You know, I can't really just say my next step, because I don't like to put that in the universe, because people be praying for your downfall. All I can say, if I can live to see it, that's what's next. Whatever you see me doing, that's what's next. But it's going to be major. Anything I do going to be major, and it's going to be done with love and with God first. That's what I do.
Well, listen, Bubba Dub, you want to talk about praying for your downfall. What's going on with them Cowboys? I had to ask you.
Man, Cowboy, trash. Riding with the Falcons this year. Kirk Cousins, come here. Blackhead coach now, come here.
Raheem?
I'm riding with Raheem.
They got a coach.
Not Devon. I'm riding with Raheem. Come here.
No R&B, no singer, just coaching.
Just straight coaching, man. They drafted Penix, too. He going to be good for the season. It's time to crank and line up again back in Mike Vick days. Lango on their way back, man.
You think it's a good move that they brought in Penix behind Cousins?
Yes, and Lango going to the playoffs this year.
I mean, the division is trash.
I don't care what it is. Atlanta going to the playoffs this year. Book it.
So So you going with the Falcons?
Falcons. Ain't no Cowboy. I don't want to hear nothing about the Cowboy no more. I'm riding with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, from your lips to God's ears, hopefully it turned out that way.
We're going
to
need him.
Bubba Dub, you got millions of people that follow you. For anybody who's not following you, tell the country where they can catch you.
Hey, man, you can catch me on IG at BubbaDub94. You can just go to YouTube and you know, follow me there. Type in the Bubba Dub Show, I'll pop up. Or just Google me, Bubba Dub, I'll pop up, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you so much, Bubba Dub. Bubba Dub just came through and he showed love to us. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you're here in Atlanta, go check out his comedy show. Go find out all information on his social media. Bubba Dub, billions of followers. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, we might have a Luka Doncic. Whoa, I got to relax. What am I saying here? We won't have the same like type of problem that he had at the press conference, but I'm here in the studio, and I got no shame. I'm a human being. You know what I forgot to do a second ago, Hickey? I forgot to close the door to the studio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the door is wide open. People probably hear me screaming down the hallway. You know, I'm not going to say that we're going to hear what Luka heard, but you know, that you might hear some noise. I'm just saying, Hickey.
Wow. I mean, a Friday night in hot Atlanta. I guess that's why they called that for a reason, huh?
No.
Sheesh.
Luka Doncic.
Place to work doesn't matter.
I'm not saying people are going to be doing that here. It's just somebody might be laughing down the hallway. It's Friday night. People are having a good time, you know?
As they should, by the way. But like you said, there are definitely lines that maybe you should not cross in, we'll just say, the public.
Right.
And so hopefully no lines are crossed in the next, I don't know, 15 minutes while the door's wide open and everyone in the studio can hear the show.
Yeah, I might have a chance to close it in a second. I do want to mention this because there's always a few things that I need to mention. This is also very, very important. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we talked about Malik Nabers giving up his bet with Jaden Daniels. The $10,000 bet is off. You can't have two NFL players, you know, betting against each other. Who's going to end up with Offensive Rookie of the Year? But we did get a lot of other news. Today is like Christmas, I guess, if you're an NFL rookie. It's rookie camp. Like, these guys were drafted a couple of weeks ago, and today they show up to be indoctrinated, to be baptized with their new teams. And some of these players are going to make it. Some of them won't make it. That is as clear as day. But they're not the only ones. The New York Giants, Malik Nabers, they're not the only ones to hold camp. How about Chicago, right? Caleb Williams getting his first chance and opportunity to suit up for the Chicago Bears. This is a dream come true. Of course it is. And when it comes to Caleb Williams, we know that he is QB numero uno. I mean, we all knew this, but Matt Eberflus, he had to let us know for good measure. Listen.
No conversation. He's the starter.
I know it's rookie minicamp, but what do you want to see from him knowing that he's got all this on his plate to be ready for that?
Just be where your feet are. Right. Be in that moment, be in the play, execute that play, turn the page, go to the next play. And that's what the elite guys do, and that's what we expect from him.
Yeah, he's going to have to, you know, fall down on his face a couple of times. He's going to have his growing pains. He's going to have his ups. He's going to have his downs. But come on now. You draft a quarterback at number one. You want the guy to play, okay? If you're the Chicago Bears, you haven't had a guy throw a football for 4,000 yards in a season. And Caleb Williams is going to get that chance and that opportunity. And there's going to be a lot of those go Bears. That's what he says. No big oomph, no rah-rah-rah. This is just a very go Bears. That's what he says. Not me. That's what he says. Anyway, let's listen to him. Because not only did his head coach, Matt Eberflus, speak, Caleb Williams spoke. And he said he's learning by utilizing his ears.
To be a great leader, you got to learn how to follow first. So right now I'm following all the vets. I'm following all the coaches. I'm listening, you know, having both ears open and my mouth shut, you know, just kind of sitting back listening. And then, you know, when I get to the point of you know, when I learn everything, when I learn the ways of how we do it, the culture, the playbook, and what the offensive line, wide receivers are all doing, running backs and tight ends and things like that, then you can start taking the lead. Then you can start taking the helms of all of it and take the next steps. For right now, though, I'm listening more than I'm speaking and talking, and I'm taking it one step at a time, being the moment.
Hickey, you know what we're going to have to do, especially when the season starts? We're going to have to take that clip where he says, "Go Bears." We're going to have to take that and just play the hell out of it when we talk about him.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, he sounds like, I think he says it every press conference. So we'll have a lot of them.
Yeah, but we got to find we have to find that one that he said a couple weeks ago that he got basically flamed for. Just like, "Go Bears." Then he's just people like, "Oh, this is our quarterback. Okay, fine." Matt Eberflus loves the guy, though. He says he's an enhancer. Yes.
You can really tell that he's comfortable with himself in his own skin, and he is who he is. And his personality starts, you know, in his light comes out from the inside. You can certainly feel that energy. He's a 1+1=3 guy. You know, so he's an enhancer. He's a guy that brings out the best in people, and you can certainly feel that within 5 minutes of meeting him.
What the Hickey, what?
Yeah, you didn't. We're relearning, reteaching math in elementary school. 1+1=3. If you have the right guy, I guess.
Now, look, I talk for 4 hours, okay? I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to say some dumb things every now and then. Maybe a whole lot more than I would even hope. Like, he's doing too much. That's like when Nick Sirianni first got the job as the Eagles coach, and they asked him, "Hey, what are you going to do?" And he's like, "Oh, well, we're not going to overcomplicate things. And in order to not complicate things, we need to simplify things. And what is simplifying things? It's process. And to do a better process, you need to less thinking and more." It's like, okay, just stop doing too much. Like, come to earth. Relax a little bit. I'm trying to be so, these coaches get into coach speak. It's just like, you're doing too much. Let's coach the team. Good luck to the Bears. Okay? Now let's talk about some quarterbacks and some teams that don't have the same type of clarity. Well, these teams are jokes, okay? Let's talk about the Raiders. The Raiders decided to draft Brock Bowers, even though they already have a tight end in Mayer. They have Antonio Pierce. The man wants a quarterback, wanted a QB. All right? Jimmy Garoppolo is now back up in Los Angeles. He'll probably stay healthy that way by never touching the field, maybe. And the Raiders are going into the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Antonio Pierce has to spin this as a positive, right? Of course he does. He's the head coach of the team. And that's exactly what the hell he did. Listen to this man tell a lie.
I'm excited. I mean, what Aiden did the last four games and what he's done this offseason, changing his body, his work ethic, being here every day, blocking out the outside noise, not worried about anything. I'm excited. And then you bring Gardner in here, and then listen, you talk about personality. I know you guys interviewed him. It's great. It's great for our building. It's great for our quarterback room. And if you got competition in the quarterback room, what does every other room look at? Looking at those two guys. Anthony Brown's done a heck of a job as well. So what I see is guys getting out there early. Aiden is already kind of taking the bull by the horn, and he's leading the way, and Minshew's right there doing as well. Two guys has played, and you saw them play against each other last year, and they went neck to neck. But I'm really excited to see what happens. I think it's going to be a process. We're going to stick to the process. But as I said before, Aiden's earned the right to go out there and get the first snap.
The only thing he was honest about there was it's going to be a process. Now, Gardner Minshew, he's had himself some nice stretches. You know, even with Jacksonville, had a nice stretch. He's average at best, okay? Aiden O'Connell? What is he going to – he's going to be Brock Purdy? Is Aiden O'Connell going to wake up and shock the world for the Raiders? The Raiders always got to have things interesting. Antonio Pierce is very smart. He's not stupid. He said that, yeah, they gave me the job. He says, I'm not long for the job. Eventually, everybody gets the boot. And he knows if he doesn't have a quarterback, they may give him the boot faster. Antonio Pierce is going to be looking at a lot of bad football this upcoming season. Raiders are always going to be a joke. I'm sorry. Trying to figure out QB. Aiden, and maybe Aiden will be good, but I also think he's just he's average. Nothing exciting there. Raiders can do better. Anyway, since we're talking about quarterback disasters, let's talk about the one here in Atlanta, Georgia. Bubba Dub said he's riding with the Falcons. They have Kirk Cousins. They have Raheem Morris in the building. And then they got Michael Penix Jr. And I don't know how many ways I could make this any clearer to folks. There is nothing wrong with having a succession plan at quarterback. Nothing is wrong with it. But to go ahead and select someone that early is just like you can worry about that later. So there's a lot of conversations about Kirk Cousins, his Achilles, how it's healing up. He's currently on track to be a full participant in training camp come July. They're nuts. Raheem Morris, the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, he says that Kirk Cousins, well, he's doing good. He's doing damn good.
Now, Kirk is every day improving. So we are kind of right at the point where he's doing everything that we can do at this point at phase two, right, which is nobody around him. There's no contact. He's all good with all those type of things. So he's been doing all those things. He's been throwing. He's been out there pretty much full go. And we got him in a limited basis, you know, obviously because he's still in his rehab and his treatment and all those type of things. But he'll be doing a lot of the things when we get back, because we still won't have a lot of people in the pocket. Most of the stuff is jogged through, as you guys know, in the offseason programs now. So he's full going those type of things.
Yeah, it's still peculiar to me. I don't know. Maybe Michael Penix Jr. will play this year because Kirk Cousins goes down. Maybe Penix gets two starts. Maybe Kirk doesn't last a whole year. I can't imagine in the year 2024, unless Kirk Cousins is just Superman, that Michael Penix Jr. is never going to be needed. Hickey, do you think we see Penix on the field this year for the Falcons?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
You think Kirk is going to make it all the way through?
I do.
Okay. I still don't rock with the move, man. Like, you couldn't get current help for the team, like, today? You have to think about the quarterback, 2 years from now? It's the most Falcons thing ever. And so, yeah, welcome to rookie minicamp. Rookies are showing up. They sign their contracts today. You're hanging out for the next couple of days. And I don't want to say, hey, we're going to blink. It's going to be July and these guys are going to be in camp. But that's the facts. And so good luck to all the rookies. Half of these damn guys are going to be busts anyway. Sorry. Anyway, the New York Knicks, oh my goodness. Hickey, I don't get this, man. And who knows? The Knicks still might lose by 20. It doesn't look like it. The Knicks are currently leading, just took the lead against the Pacers, 84-83.
JR?
What happened? What? How?
May 10th, 2024. Remember where you were for the Dante DiVincenzo game.
I just saw him in. He just hit a free throw.
30 points. And counting. Mark Jones would say, keep the meter running.
Somebody had to step up for the Knicks, right? I mean, Jalen Brunson running around on a bum foot. The score is now 87-83. Yeah, DiVincenzo, 32 points. Yeah, what are we doing here? What is Halliburton? Halliburton got 28. Okay. Pascal Siakam, 17. Miles Turner, 18. And TJ McConnell with 6 off the bench. Are the Knicks going to hold on and win this one?
Yes, they're mentally tougher. That's what this game's about.
Wow.
They're winning this game. They're winning this series. Now, I cannot wait for Rick Carlisle after this game to complain about something.
What is he going to do? Complain about the referees again?
Well, it won't be the refs.
He's going to complain about the fans. Like, what are we? There's nothing else to do. He got fined $35,000 for dissing the officials. Like, what else you gonna whine about, man?
Clearly doesn't want to blame himself, so maybe it's the players next.
You know
they
what?
Sucked.
These Knicks are not winning a championship. They're not. But I'll tell you this. I don't care how the season ends for the Knicks. This squad specifically, this combination of players, they are going to be remembered forever. And maybe that's a low bar for New York Knicks. These players are going to be remembered and appreciated just for this run. I didn't think that they were going to get past the Sixers. I mean, even losing bodies left and right, I didn't think that they would get past the Pacers like this. I thought that they would win in, you know, maybe 6 or 7 games, and the series is not over yet. But the fact that they're competitive despite the injuries is just amazing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of amazing, we're going to take a break. And later tonight, man, in about 40 minutes, Anthony Edwards is going to play. That man is amazing. He's being compared to Michael Jordan. It's crazy. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you so much, Bubba Dub. Bubba Dub just came through and he showed love to us. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you're here in Atlanta, go check out his comedy show. Go find out all information on his social media. Bubba Dub, billions of followers. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, we might have a Luka Doncic. Whoa, I got to relax. What am I saying here? We won't have the same like type of problem that he had at the press conference, but I'm here in the studio, and I got no shame. I'm a human being. You know what I forgot to do a second ago, Hickey? I forgot to close the door to the studio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the door is wide open. People probably hear me screaming down the hallway. You know, I'm not going to say that we're going to hear what Luca heard, but, you know, you might hear some noise. I'm just saying, Hickey.
Wow, I mean, a Friday night in hot Atlanta. I guess that's why they called that for a reason, huh?
No.
Sheesh.
Well, Luka Doncic.
Place to work doesn't matter.
I'm not saying people are going to be doing that here. It's just somebody might be laughing down the hallway. It's Friday night. People are having a good time, you know?
As they should, by the way. But like you said, there are definitely lines that maybe should not cross in, we'll just say, the public.
Right.
And so hopefully no lines are crossed in the next, I don't know, 15 minutes while the door's wide open and everyone in the studio can hear the show.
Yeah, I might have a chance to close it in a second. I do want to mention this, because there's always a few things that I need to mention. This is also very, very important. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we talked about Malik Nabers giving up his bet with Jaden Daniels. The $10,000 bet is off. You can't have two NFL players, you know, betting against each other. Who's going to end up with Offensive Rookie of the Year? But we did get a lot of other news. Today is like Christmas, I guess, if you're an NFL rookie. It's rookie camp. Like, these guys were drafted a couple of weeks ago, and today they show up to be indoctrinated, to be baptized with their new teams. And some of these players are going to make it. Some of them won't make it. That is as clear as day. But they're not the only ones. The New York Giants, Malik Nabers, they're not the only ones to hold camp. How about Chicago, right? Caleb Williams getting his first chance and opportunity to suit up for the Chicago Bears. This is a dream come true. Of course it is. And when it comes to Caleb Williams, we know that he is QB numero uno. I mean, we all knew this, but Matt Eberflus, he had to let us know for good measure. Listen.
No conversation. He's the starter.
I know it's rookie minicamp, but what do you want to see from him knowing that he's got all this on his plate to be ready for that role?
Just be where your feet are. Right. Be in that moment, be in the play, execute that play, turn the page, go to the next play. And that's what the elite guys do, and that's what we expect from him.
Yeah, he's going to have to, you know, fall down on his face a couple of times. He's going to have to, his growing pains. He's going to have his ups. He's going to have his downs. But come on now. You draft a quarterback at number one. You want the guy to play. Okay, if you're the Chicago Bears, you haven't had a guy throw a football for 4,000 yards in a season. And Caleb Williams is going to get that chance and that opportunity. And there's going to be a lot of those go Bears. That's what he says. No big oomph, no rah-rah-rah. This is just a go Bears. That's what he says. Not me, that's what he says. Anyway, let's listen to him. Because not only did his head coach, Matt Eberflus, speak, Caleb Williams spoke. And he said he's learning by utilizing his ears.
To be a great leader, you got to learn how to follow first. So right now I'm following all the vets. I'm following all the coaches. I'm listening, having both ears open and my mouth shut, just kind of sitting back listening. And then, when I get to the point of when I learn everything, when I learn the ways of how we do it, the culture, the playbook, and what the offensive line, wide receivers are all doing, running backs and tight ends and things like that, then you can start taking the lead. Then you can start taking the helms of all of it and take the next steps. For right now, though, I'm listening more than I'm speaking and talking, and I'm taking it one step at a time, being the moment.
Hickey, you know what we're going to have to do, especially when the season starts? We're going to have to take that clip where he says, go Bears. We're going to have to take that and just play the hell out of it when we talk about him.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, he sounds like, I think he says it every press conference. So we'll have a lot of them.
Yeah, but we have to find that one that he said a couple weeks ago that he got basically flamed for. Just like, go Bears. And he's just people just like, oh, this is our quarterback. Okay, fine. Matt Eberflus loves the guy, though. He says he's an enhancer. Yes.
You can really tell that he's comfortable with himself in his own skin, and he is who he is. And his personality starts, in his light comes out from the inside. You can certainly feel that energy. He's a 1+1=3 guy. So he's an enhancer. He's a guy that brings out the best in people, and you can certainly feel that within 5 minutes of meeting him.
What the Hickey, what?
You didn't. We're relearning, reteaching math in elementary school. 1+1=3. If you have the right guy, I guess.
Now, look, I talk for 4 hours, okay? I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to say some dumb things every now and then. Maybe a whole lot more than I would even hope. Like, he's doing too much. That's like when Nick Sirianni first got the job as the Eagles coach, and they asked him, hey, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, well, we're not going to overcomplicate things. And in order to not complicate things, we need to simplify things. And what is simplifying things? It's process. And to do a better process, you need to less thinking and more. It's like, okay, just stop doing too much. Like, come to earth. Relax a little bit. Trying to be so, these coaches get into coach speak. It's just like, you're doing too much. Coach the team. Good luck to the Bears. Okay, now let's talk about some quarterbacks and some teams that don't have the same type of clarity. Well, these teams are jokes. Okay, let's talk about the Raiders. The Raiders decided to draft Brock Bowers, even though they already have a tight end in Mayer. They have Antonio Pierce. The man wants a quarterback, wanted a QB. All right. Jimmy Garoppolo is now back up in Los Angeles. He'll probably stay healthy that way by never touching the field, maybe. And the Raiders are going into the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Antonio Pierce has to spin this as a positive, right? Of course he does. He's the head coach of the team. And that's exactly what the hell he did. Listen to this man tell a lie.
I'm excited. I mean, what Aiden did the last four games and what he's done this offseason, changing his body, his work ethic, being here every day, blocking out the outside noise, not worried about anything. I'm excited. And then you bring Gardner in here, and then listen, you talk about personality. I know you guys interviewed him. It's great. It's great for our building. It's great for our quarterback room. And if you got competition in the quarterback room, what does every other room look at? Looking at those two guys. Anthony Brown's done a heck of a job as well. So what I see is guys getting out there early. Aiden is already kind of taking the bull by the horn, and he's leading the way, and Minshew's right there doing as well. Two guys has played, and you saw them play against each other last year, and they went neck to neck. But I'm really excited to see what happens. I think it's going to be a process. We're going to stick to the process. But as I said before, Aiden's earned the right to go out there and get the first snap.
A process? Oh, the only thing he was honest about there was it's going to be a process. Now, Gardner Minshew, he's had himself some nice stretches. You know, even with Jacksonville, had a nice stretch. He's average at best, okay? Aiden O'Connell? What is he going to – he's going to be Brock Purdy? Is Aiden O'Connell going to wake up and shock the world for the Raiders? The Raiders always got to have things interesting. Antonio Pierce is very smart. He's not stupid. He said that, yeah, they gave me the job. He says, I'm not long for the job. Eventually, everybody gets the boot. And he knows if he doesn't have a quarterback, they may give him the boot faster. Antonio Pierce is going to be looking at a lot of bad football this upcoming season. Raiders are always going to be a joke. I'm sorry. Trying to figure out QB Aiden. And maybe Aiden will be good, but I also think he's just he's average. Nothing exciting there. Raiders can do better. Anyway, since we're talking about quarterback disasters, let's talk about the one here in Atlanta, Georgia. Bubba Dub said he's riding with the Falcons. They have Kirk Cousins. They have Raheem Morris in the building. And then they got Michael Penix Jr. And I don't know how many ways I could make this any clearer to folks. There is nothing wrong with having a succession plan at quarterback. Nothing is wrong with it. But to go ahead and select someone that early is just like you can worry about that later. So there's a lot of conversations about Kirk Cousins, his Achilles, how it's healing up. He's currently on track to be a full participant in training camp come July. They're nuts. Raheem Morris, the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, he says that Kirk Cousins, well, he's doing good. He's doing damn good.
Now, Kirk is every day improving. So we are kind of right at the point where he's doing everything that we can do at this point at phase two, right? Which is nobody around him. There's no contact. He's all good with all those type of things. So he's been doing all those things. He's been throwing. He's been out there pretty much full go. And we got him in a limited basis, you know, obviously, because he's still in his rehab and his treatment and all those type of things. But he'll be doing a lot of the things when we get back, because we still won't have a lot of people in the pocket. Most of the stuff is jogged through, as you guys know, in the offseason programs now. So he's full going those type of things.
Yeah, it's still peculiar to me. I don't know. Maybe Michael Penix Jr. will play this year because Kirk Cousins goes down. Maybe Penix gets two starts. Maybe Kirk doesn't last a whole year. I can't imagine in the year 2024, unless Kirk Cousins is just Superman, that Michael Penix Jr. is never going to be needed. Hickey, do you think we see Penix on the field this year for the Falcons?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
You think Kirk is going to make it all the way through?
I do.
Okay. I still don't rock with the move, man. Like, you couldn't get current help for the team, like, today? You have to think about the quarterback, 2 years from now? It's the most Falcons thing ever. And so, yeah, welcome to rookie minicamp. Rookies are showing up. They sign their contracts today. You're hanging out for the next couple of days. And I don't want to say, hey, we're going to blink. It's going to be July and these guys are going to be in camp. But that's the facts. And so good luck to all the rookies. Half of these damn guys are going to be busts anyway. Sorry. Anyway, the New York Knicks, oh my goodness. Hickey, I don't get this, man. And who knows, the Knicks still might lose by 20. It doesn't look like it. The Knicks are currently leading, just took the lead against the Pacers, 84-83.
JR?
What happened? What? How?
May 10th. 2024, remember where you were for the Dante DiVincenzo game.
I just saw him in. He just hit a free throw.
30 points and counting. Somebody, as Mark Jones would say, keep the meter running.
Somebody had to step up for the Knicks, right? I mean, Jalen Brunson running around on a bump foot. Score is now 87-83. Yeah, DiVincenzo, 32 points. Yeah, what are we doing here? What is Halliburton? Halliburton got 28. Okay. Pascal Siakam, 17. Miles Turner, 18. And TJ McConnell with 6 off the bench. Are the Knicks going to hold on and win this one?
Yes, they're mentally tougher. That's what this game's about.
Wow.
They're winning this game. They're winning this series. Now, I cannot wait for Rick Carlisle after this game to complain about something.
What is he going to do? Complain about the referees again?
Well, it won't be the refs.
He's going to complain about the fans. Like, what are we? There's nothing else to do. He got fined $35,000 for dissing the officials. Like, what else? What else are you going to whine about, man?
Clearly doesn't want to blame himself. So maybe it's the players next.
You know
they
what?
Sucked.
These Knicks are not winning a championship. They're not. But I'll tell you this. I don't care how the season ends for the Knicks. This squad specifically, this combination of players, they're going to be remembered forever. And maybe that's a low bar for New York Knicks. These players are going to be remembered and appreciated just for this run. I didn't think that they were going to get past the Sixers. I mean, even losing bodies left and right, I didn't think that they would get past the Pacers like this. I thought that they would win in, you know, maybe 6 or 7 games, and the series is not over yet. But the fact that they're competitive despite the injuries is just amazing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of amazing, we're going to take a break. And later tonight, man, in about 40 minutes, Anthony Edwards is going to play. That man is amazing. He's being compared to Michael Jordan. It's crazy. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.